Choices and Outcome Podcast, Episode 2.
Welcome to today's podcast episode of Choices and Outcomes. Here's another opportunity to find the inspiration that can shape your destiny. Realizing your thoughts create results in your life and those that you love that truly do matter. Brought to you by InspireEugene.com with your hosts, Brad McKinney and Scott Stewart. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to this episode of Choices and Outcomes Podcast. I'm Brad McKinney, and I have with me speaker, author, and inspirationalist Scott Stewart, and we are here to follow up on last week's episode of Finding Your Purpose. So this is Finding Your Purpose, Part 2.
Part 2, Part B.
Part B. I like Part B. And we left off last week. I think we talked about seeking and finding your purpose, and we also gave everyone a little homework assignment of writing down those beliefs and trying to figure out where or what they believe in different areas of their life. I think that's where we left off. Is that?
Yeah, that's exactly how I remember it.
Awesome. And so this week we're going to start off again with a quote, and it's the follow-up of the last quote. I think last quote was, "Vision is the blueprint of all achievement." Paraphrasing there, but yes, that's pretty much the gist.
Right.
And I'm going with Napoleon Hill again today, and his quote is, "The starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desire brings weak results, just as a small fire makes a small amount of heat."
Love that. Desire. You gotta have the desire, folks. You've gotta have the desire.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of different reference material or books or, you know, things that you can listen to. I think Simon Sinek says start with why, but having that strong why to give you the motivation to stick with any change that's going to happen. Is that?
Yes. Yes, I would totally agree.
I think Tony Robbins also, he's a big proponent of creating enough pain or finding enough pain or pleasure to intensify that why to inspire change.
So. You know, I heard, it's funny, Brad. I think there's a 100-year-old saying, and that is when the pain to change becomes greater than the pain to stay the same, you'll make the change. Did I say that right?
It sounds right.
When the pain to stay the same
yep.
becomes greater than the pain to change, you'll make the change. That's what it is. And there is an element there. You have to get uncomfortable. Our human nature, we don't want to make changes until we're kind of forced,
yep, absolutely.
Right? Until we're put back into a corner. And seeking your purpose, your assignment, if you will, is going to require some change. And you're going to have to want to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, let's do something, Brad. I'd like to hear, I've heard bits and pieces of your story of how you came to find your assignment, your purpose, and maybe share with everybody, you know, 5 or 7 minutes, condense that. I mean, I'm sure that took years, but, you know, condense that into 5 or 7 minutes. I'd like to hear it and maybe give people a perspective on what it takes or the steps you went through, those critical moments, those key people that came into your life to help you find that.
Absolutely. I would say mine's probably a lot like many other people leaving college. I mean, I thought I was going to go into the workforce and get that $100,000 a year job and live happily ever after, right? Well, you know, the economy and everything, and starting out at $30,000 a year, and that was a big
wake up call.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A little ways away from $100,000.
There was a gap there. There was a gap. I will be honest. And you know, working in different positions, I found myself in insurance claims, and I did that for 6.5 years, and then transferred into selling insurance. And I think the negativity that you deal with in the insurance world, there's a lot of great things that happen where you get to help a lot of people, but you also get to work with people in those times of crisis, especially in claims, and having that negativity 100% of the time on the job kind of wore thin. So I found myself in a whole lot of pain, like not really wanting to stick around in that particular field. And so instead of switching industries, I went to the sales part of it. And in sales, I did okay, did pretty good, but still, it was still kind of the same thing. But I found myself not really liking to make those phone calls, the cold calls, the thing. It was kind of hard to motivate myself to get going. And one day I was just fed up with it and was like, gosh, something has to change. And I sat down and kind of thought about what was it that's going to make me do something different. And I basically, it came down to how am I feeling right now? How is my job and everything in my life making me feel right now? And I wrote all that down and it was like, wow, I don't feel very good.
some things came to light.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. There was, there were some big areas. It was like, wow, it would be really nice to change a few things. So the next thing that I did was I ran and said, okay, well, if these things are making me feel this way right now, how do I want them to make me feel? Mm. And so I wrote down how I want my, you know, my job to make me feel, how I want my family to make me feel, how I want my friends to make me feel, how, I mean, basically, just like the beliefs where I wrote down in the last episode, we talked about writing down those questions and answering it. I wrote down a thing and I was like, how do I want that to make me feel? And I wrote it out into, I want this to make me feel. And then I chose the feelings that I wanted. And that gave me some perspective. Again, with the gap from moving out of college into my job, there's a huge gap between the way my job made me feel and the way I wanted it to make me feel. And that led to my statement of purpose or my statement of my life on how I want it to make me feel. I want to wake up every day and be excited. Mm-hmm. I want to help other people and inspire them to do their best work. And I want to be a giver before I receive. And that's how I want to move through my life. And that is the filter in which I look at things, and make my decisions is this going to make me feel the way I want to feel? And I run it through that filter. Is it going to make me excited? Is it going to help me inspire other people to do their best work? And am I in a position where I can give before I receive?
So before you do the activity, you move into a place of how is this going to make me feel? And you almost put yourself in the future and say, is this going to make me feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yep, absolutely.
Fantastic. What a great idea.
From that, I moved out of, I stayed in insurance sales and moved in from being an employee to a business owner. But in that time, I didn't realize what was going to happen is I found some other outlets too that make me feel creative. And, I became a Google photographer, a Google trusted photographer where I take photographs for Google. I started this Inspire Eugene podcast and ultimately I'm not in insurance anymore and I'm working in a field that I just love. I love going to work. I'm excited going to work. It doesn't drain me. At the end of the day, people tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, it's time to go home. It's like, oh, wow, I gotta go home. So, you know, it's amazing what purpose does, right? What those filters do, as long as you can get clarity on the way you want your life to unfold and plan that, right? Have that filter that you're going to put out there to make your decisions. And it's allowed me to make some decisions that have radically changed the trajectory of where I'm headed. So I'm pretty excited about the future right now.
So that's interesting, Brad. So from insurance into the Google photographer, those seem like not even closely related.
They're not.
No, so you have a lot more peace, a lot more energy now in doing the photography thing than you did in insurance?
Absolutely. That's still a part-time gig. Right now I work, for a global internet marketing company.
Okay.
So I basically help people use advertising and advertise their offers and things online. And I build relationships with people basically my entire job is helping people be successful. And that fits right inside of my statement.
Gosh, what's not to love about that?
Absolutely. I'm excited about life.
So tell me this, Brad, from the time you got out of college till now, what is that time frame? How many years or, you know, that sort of thing has that been?
Well, I graduated in 2004, so 10 years.
And And would you say that right now you are in your element of doing exactly what you love to do, or would you say you're really close?
I think I'm right in there. I'm
okay.
I mean, everything that I'm doing right now revolves around the things that interest me and excite me. I've done internet marketing without being paid for the last 10 years, and now I get to be paid for it. So I'm, wow. I'm super excited about it.
You know, Bill Phillips, he is the kind of the CEO or the guru, or at least he was, behind Body for Life. And mm-hmm. that was the 90-day, or maybe it was 120-day transformation period of getting healthy and getting fit and toned and muscular. But he's got anyway, his book is Body for Life. Anyway, he said a quote, and I have never been able to forget this. He said, when you find the thing that you can do all day, every day, day in and day out, and at the end of the day, you feel like you have just as much energy or even more energy than when you started, you found the thing that you were created for. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say, do you think there's some of that in where you're at right now?
Absolutely. I think, again, I'm in a position right now where, and I would imagine my wife has told me this too, so she can attest to it, is you seem a lot happier. Right? I mean,
key.
You don't really see it in yourself, right?
Right.
It's whenever someone else says, hey, what changed in your life? You seem a lot happier.
Yeah.
And then you know, like, wow, I have been making some changes.
Fantastic.
Hey, so let's flip this around. And I told my story. So let's hear, because we talked about this a little bit before, is, you know, my process is my process. I built it. It happened through stumbling across the right books and stumbling across the right concepts. I think mine is a hybrid between, you know, the Napoleon Hill stuff, you know, some Seth Godin stuff. I don't know if you've heard of Danielle Laporte, which is the desire map. I kind of meshed all that stuff together and right. kind of came up with what got me where I needed to be. So, Scott, what got you where you need to be?
Valid question. Well, I'll condense it down, of course. I think that, to make note, there's a few things, similarities that we have, and that is that when I was working, when I got out of high school, I did not go to college. Hated high school, could not even fathom going back into school because I hated high school. But in the workforce, I noticed very early on, in my early 20s, that the jobs that I worked, I just felt very empty at. There was no fulfillment whatsoever. Yeah, there was a paycheck, of course. And I was able to live and buy things and pay my bills and things. But it was a serious lack of fulfillment. And I realized early on that there was something inside me. And it's hard to explain, but there was something inside me said, there's got to be more than just this. Mm-hmm. And I think for most people who really, truly want to find their purpose, you have to identify with that on some level. And I had a multitude of different jobs that continued to be unfulfilling or unrewarding. And some of the jobs paid fairly well. I was in the mortgage industry before the mortgage industry crashed. And, you know, we did okay. We made a decent income. I had a lot of flexibility. I worked around good, supportive people. I had mentors and coaches that helped to guide me. But there was still a small piece, even in that industry, that was just unfulfilled and was empty. So from my early 20s, I was on a path of self-discovery. And that is, I got into self-development at an early age, I think most would say. And so hence, I've been on that for over 20 years. So listening to the Jim Rohns, the Tony Robbins, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Wayne Dyers of the world, that was nothing new to me. I mean, I've been doing that since I was about 23, 24, somewhere in there. And so I always kind of had that heartfelt interest in why. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why am I unfulfilled? I've got a good job. Shouldn't I be happy? Right? shouldn't this be enough? But yet it wasn't. And it wasn't the money factor, because I had months where I made pretty good money. I had 1 month where I made as much in 1 month that I made in 6 months at other jobs. And so it wasn't the money, but there was something empty inside. And it wasn't until I got into a networking group, BNI, Business Network International, and I started hanging around folks that had big, big visions and big pictures of things. And I started speaking in front of groups, and I started sharing networking ideas and philosophies and practical ideas on how to network. And I started sharing these with people, with groups, some of them smaller groups, 15, 20, and some of the bigger groups were more like 150, 140. And it quickly dawned on me, oh, wow. I am way comfortable in front of people. Didn't even know that about myself. And that started really, and again, I was conscious. I was aware. I was fully looking for a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose. And when that started to hit my radar screen, I was like, oh, wow, I never even would have thought of this. But yet in front of a crowd, I was just way too comfortable. I was way too confident. It actually kind of scared me a little, you know, because who would have thought that? And as I spoke more with these groups, and my confidence even grew more, and certain people came into my life and started planting seeds in my life, I realized, wow, this is something I could make a living at. This is something I could, right now, I could start to build while I work a full-time job and evolve with that. And around that same time, I also started writing. And because I had done the self-development thing for so long, I just had so much information inside me. I felt like it was overflowing, mm-hmm. and I had to get it out. And so I started writing. At that same time. And again, naturally, it just came out, all this rich content. Well, it was everything that I put in me mm-hmm. for so long. That was the self-development side. And so hence, fast forward 20 some years, I realized, wow, this is my purpose. This is my calling. This is my assignment. And that is to reach out, awaken, inspire, encourage and support people to live lives with healthy beliefs, attitudes, and self-image. And so it was definitely a very long process. It sounds like you had about 10 years. And truth be known, it probably took me more about like 17 or 18 years. And I've had people say, oh my gosh, 17 or 18 years to find your purpose? Well, how many times, Brad, have you heard someone in their 50s
yep.
say, when I grow up, I want to be? So I feel pretty fortunate that I found it in my early 40s that to be able to find my purpose and my calling. So it was a long process along the way.
I think when it comes to finding your purpose, like I think both of us have traveled a similar path. I started self-development in my early 20s. Because I knew there was something more. It's like, how could I have to take a $30,000 a year job, right? And that led to that 10-year process. But I think my 10-year process was a 10-year process because one, I didn't find enough pain to really make me wanna mm-hmm. to go in the right direction. And two, it took me 10 years to find the information that I needed. Right. I would get this book and that book and I would listen to this person. And if I go back and through all of the different things that I've read and listened to find the information, I can link back that, you know, this book led me to this book that led me to this podcast that led me to this podcast that finally led me to that piece that unlocked the door to, hey, that, you know, purpose is a really, important piece. I mean, I didn't read Think and Grow Rich until last year, and I've been at this, you know, 9 years prior.
Fantastic. You know, that's fantastic. I think people need to understand that when you go on this path to finding your assignment, there are going to be people mm-hmm. and things that cross your path and they're put in your life. I believe it's divine, but you're going to find those things and they're going to come into your life and they're keys
yep.
to help you. So keep your eyes open for those things. I had some mentors come into my life over the course of that 17, 18 years that I look back on now and I just think, wow, how critical they were. So many things pivoted mm-hmm. on them being in my life at that exact time. And I suspect it was like that for you with books and different people.
Absolutely. And they're going to come. Like, just like if you're listening to this and something resonated with you about finding your purpose and the process. I mean, I'm going to highlight my process in the show notes and a little bit about yours as well. And people can look at that, or we'll have a couple reference materials. I mean, over the last two podcasts, we've talked about Think and Grow Rich and Napoleon Hill. But he's got another great book, too, about outwitting the devil, about what are the dangers of just drifting through life is the whole aspect of that book. And those two reference materials or books, or you could get them on audiobook, or even, you know, I'm sure there's podcasts out there that have study groups, right? I mean, they're just starting somewhere. Pick up that book or pick up another book or just Google finding your purpose, and you'll have 100 million websites to go to, right? I mean, I think the overall, if you want to condense this down into a couple of words, is just start.
Start. Hey, you know, here's the deal. If you haven't started, why not start now?
Yep.
Make one small step to start now. I'll tell you what, if you don't start now, 2 years from now, you're going to wish you would have started 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Start now. Not everybody takes 10 years like Brad. Not everybody takes 17 or 18 years like myself. But you have to start if you're going to find that. It is not going to show up with in a golden bag on your porch and say, hey, here I am.
I'm your purpose.
Dun, dun, dun. That is not going to happen. You've got to be purposeful, aware, awake, and you have to seek it.
Yeah. I think it's that statement about what do I want, and just start putting things together, and what you want is going to constantly change. It's a constant moving target. If you ever actually got what you want, you're not going to be happy because you don't have anything to work forward to. So you're constantly going to have to change that overall picture of what you want.
I love what you were talking about, the pain. Mm-hmm. I so resonate with that. I did a bunch of things I didn't want to do before I found something I really wanted to do.
Yep, absolutely.
And that, let that pain, don't let the pain paralyze you. Let the pain be a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's an indicator that you're not where you're supposed to be. Now, maybe you're there for a season, but not there for a lifetime.
Absolutely. I think as soon as we are out of alignment with what we want, we feel the pain.
Well said. Well said. Let's close up with that, with that quote, Brad, that you started with Napoleon Hill again. Folks, it all comes back to wanting. You gotta have the desire.
Absolutely. And that quote is, the starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desire brings weak results, just as a small fire makes a small amount of heat.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks for everybody listening today, and I hope you have a great and inspired day.
And go get started on finding your purpose.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Choices and Outcome. If you enjoyed our presentation, check out our other podcasts and feel free to leave a comment or like our page on Facebook. Remember, life is filled with choices, and the outcome is how you calibrate where you are and determine where you want to be. On behalf of Brad McKinney and Scott Stewart, we will see you next time here on Choices and Outcome.